With Easter approaching, it's putting some international churches on alert. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, and today we're going to talk about why Easter seems to be surrounded by danger and what you can be doing about it. And one ministry announces plans for a tool chest to help people pray effectively for over a billion people. That's coming up in a moment or two. But let's start today in Pakistan, where it's been just over a year since the grisly Easter attack killed nearly 70 people. For Christians, Easter is a pinnacle holiday to celebrate the hope that we have in Jesus. But because of attacks like these, it's also a day surrounded by danger. Tom Doyle at E3 Partners says,
"We're excited to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, and we culminate that in our local churches. It's a glorious celebration. But if you're in places like Kenya or Syria or Iraq, this is the most dangerous week of the year, because radical Muslims know where Christian groups are, and they're threatened."
And yet, year after year, congregations around the world step boldly into churches to worship. And this kind of courage is difficult to understand. But Doyle says, just like the rest of us, their security is found in Jesus. And despite the different levels of persecution that the church faces, we're all in this together.
And so we may not be called to live in persecution in America yet, but we know that Paul said, when one of us suffers, we all suffer. So we want our brothers and sisters in the midst of it to know that they're loved and thought of and prayed for.
Next, Global Disciples recently hit an exciting milestone with 1,000 programs now in 45 countries. The programs provide training for business leadership and discipleship missions. One country where Global Disciples has a very strong presence is in Nepal. Josh Kiefer with Global Disciples shares the transformation story of David, a former violent gang leader turned gospel trainer. Before he became a Christian, a Nepali believer gave David a gospel tract. At first, David tore up the tract and started to beat the man up.
While he's beating him, the gentleman tells him who handed him this tract that even if you kill me, it doesn't mean that what I gave you isn't the truth. And there was something that changed inside of David, he said, when he heard that. And so the police came and he said that he stopped beating on the man, and he took those pieces of the tract home with him that night, and he said he put them back together, and there were two scriptures that really stood out to him. One was from Psalm 139, and it was this idea that God knew me before I was born, and the other one was that God was always with me and would not forsake me.
And today, David has trained over 560 gospel carriers in Nepal. Go to missionnews.org to read his full story. And finally, when it comes to the discussion about Muslims and the church, it's one that will always generate a strong response. One of the most frequent questions that comes up is, I don't know what to do. Prayercast director Chris Ruge is spearheading a project called Love Muslims as a way to bridge that gap.
The vision of Love Muslims is to create the most comprehensive set of artistic prayer resources to mobilize the body of Christ to pray for Muslims ever created.
Among the tools in the tool chest will be 75 to 125 short videos plus discipleship materials. Why?
In the entire history of Islam, we've never seen God move in such powerful ways. And it's not happening in any one place, but throughout the Muslim world, God is moving and he's drawing people to himself in powerful ways.
Already 2 years in the making, he's hoping to launch in 2018. It's a massive undertaking that needs your prayer support so that
when a Muslim in Central Asia comes across this material, that they're going to watch this and they will feel the love of Jesus in this, that they feel loved. And at the same time, that the body of Christ around the world, when they encounter these, that they will feel that same depth of love for 1.6 billion people around the world.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.